USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Texas will become the largest state to roll back its COVID restrictions next week. Valdeol reports from the Lone Star State.
Texas is dropping its COVID-19 restrictions on businesses and ending its statewide mask mandate. Governor Greg Abbott announced on Tuesday, which happened to be Texas Independence Day. It's the latest in a string of states that have relaxed or dropped restrictions as cases have fallen nationwide. He spoke from a restaurant in Lubbock and declared that all businesses of any type can reopen at full capacity as of next Wednesday, March 10th. The statewide mask mandate first went into effect in July. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
The governor's move coming a day after the director of the CDC urged against lifting restrictions, warning of a possible fourth surge of infections. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing increasing pressure to resign after a third woman came forward to accuse the governor of inappropriate behavior. Several state Democratic lawmakers have called on the Democratic governor to step down. New York Assemblyman Angelo Santa Barbara tells Fox News that between an investigation into withheld data regarding COVID deaths in nursing homes and the recent allegations, there is no confidence that Cuomo can continue to govern.
There's a lot going on, and I believe, and many others believe, that this distraction, this it detracts from the work that we have to do in Albany. And I think that for the good of the state, to allow us to move forward, the governor should resign. And I think that we're seeing growing calls for that at this point, because they're realizing that we just can't get back to our work. And I don't know how we go into budget negotiations with a governor that has withheld information from us.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto-pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Senator Elizabeth Warren's proposal for a new tax on the wealthy is drawing criticism from tax reform advocates. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Senator Elizabeth Warren wants to see a wealth tax on the richest Americans. The Massachusetts Democrat telling reporters it would generate more revenue and opportunity. She's bringing up legislation that would impose a tax on those worth more than $50 million. Grover Norquist is a president of Americans for Tax Reform. He tells CNBC this is not a good move.
You want to? You reduce the capital gains tax. Every time we've reduced the capital gains tax rate, higher income people have paid more in taxes, and you've had more growth, and there have been more jobs for everybody. So if you're into hate and envy, go ahead and do the wealth tax. There's a lot of selective discussion about where the wealth tax has succeeded. 15 countries have put in a wealth tax. 11 got rid of them because they discovered how dysfunctional it was.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And while Major League Baseball appears to be on track to start the season as scheduled in early April, their top minor league clubs will have to wait to begin play. ESPN reporting that opening day for AAA clubs will be pushed back to the beginning of May, when the other levels of minor league ball were scheduled to start. Their season is now expected to stretch into late September instead of its usual ending on Labor Day weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.